新约圣经以弗所书第五章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 5.
我们今天要从第五章的22节开始念。
We are going to start with verse 22.
然后我们一直要念到第六章的第九节。
And read till chapter 6, verse 9.
我们还是弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。
We'll read brothers one verse and then sisters read one verse.
好，我们弟兄从22节开始。
Let's start with brother at verse 22.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为是亲头，如同基督是教会的头，又是教全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督在教会一样。因我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开与妻子的联合，二人成为一体，是极大的奥秘，是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。你们做仆人的要恐惧战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心奉，好像侍奉主，像侍奉人。因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。你们做主人的待仆人也是义理，不要威吓他们，因为他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
That's all the scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
早晨我们实在是觉得是你在这里亲自与我们同在。
This morning we know you are present.
因着你在这里来亲自的供应我们。
Because you are supplying us.
你亲自用你的同在来这里来安慰我们。
Your presence is comforting us.
所以我们的心里就充满了喜乐。
Our heart is joy.
我们里面我们说因着你的同在我们都知足了。
Because of your presence we are.
我们心里唯一所羡慕所谓的就是你住在我们的中间。
We only long for you dwelling among us.
我早晨我们在你面前一同在读你话语的时候。
When we read your words before you.
我们实在求主在这里安静我们每一个人的心。
We ask you to calm our hearts.
让每一个来到你面前的没有一个是担重担的。
All the ones that come before you without burden.
没有一个是被这世上的思虑所捆绑的。
No one is bound by the worry of this life.
让我们在这里都敞开我们的心灵。
We will open our hearts.
你越过讲的人的软弱，
you surpasses the speaker's weakness，
你也越过了每一个人的软弱，
and surpasses all our weaknesses，
好让你自己的话不受拦阻，能够说到我们的里面。
So your words are not hindered and will enter.
实在不是听见人外面讲许多的道理。
We are not listening to man's words.
我们实在求圣灵向我们，无论是讲的还是听的，向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit to speak to the speakers and the listeners.
我们从心里面觉得我们太需要你向我们说话。
From the bottom of our hearts, we know that we need your.
你若不向我们说话，我们像你的仆人大卫一样，就觉得好像死了的人一样。
Without you speaking to us, we are just like David, like the dead.
主啊，你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们知道你常常这样的恩待我们。
We know you have mercy on us all the time.
我们早晨一同来仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
因为你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠着耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
我们在一起读以弗所书。
We are reading the book of Ephesians together.
我们知道这卷书是非常特别的一卷书。
This book is very special.
就着启示来讲，可以说在新约圣经里面，以弗所书的启示可以说是最高的。
In the New Testament, the book of Ephesians has the highest rank.
所以当我们读的时候，我们每一次都愿意在主面前谦卑。
Every time we read, we want to humble ourselves.
你真的是觉得凭着人自己的聪明没有办法来明白什么话语。
By our own wisdom, we cannot understand the word of God.
我们真的愿我们因着在神的面前这样的寻求，那赐人智慧和启示的灵能够来光照我们的心眼。
When we search before the Lord, may the spirit of wisdom and revelation will enlighten us.
虽然外面是字句，
even though these are words,
但是圣灵把那个经意启示在我们的里面。
But the Holy Spirit will reveal the meaning in our hearts.
成为我们的灵，成为我们的生命。
Become our spirit and our soul.
虽然是这样高的启示，
even though the revelation is high.
但是进入到我们里面以后，
When it entered into our hearts,
你发现我们就可以在实际的生活里来经历来印证。
But in our daily life, we can practice and,
弟兄姊妹，你发现当启示进入到我们里面的时候，
When the revelation into your hearts,
它成为我们这个人的方向，
This become our direction,
成为我侍奉的力量。
It becomes our sister.
他在那里来控制我们的脚步。
He controls our steps.
让我们不是随着己意在那里随便的行走。
We are not walking by our own.
而是要从天上的意象在那里来掌控我们。
But we are controlled by the heavenly vision.
像使徒保罗一样，他说他一生没有违背那从天上而来的意象。
Just like Apostle Paul, he never go against the heavenly vision.
神把这么高的启示摆在我们的中间。
God places His highest revelation.
不是满足我们的好奇。
It's not to satisfy our.
不是让我们在这里谈谈说说而已。
It's not just for us to talk about it.
他乃是盼望我们的生活，我们的侍奉是一个有方向的生活和侍奉。
So that our life and service has direction.
我们在一起建造的时候，我们乃是照着山上的样式。
When we are built together, we are according to the pattern of the mountain.
所以，我发现这件书信非常的稀奇。
So this book is very marvelous.
因为我们启示是最高的。
We see the revelation is high.
但另外一面，你发现他讲的生活是 daily life， 是每一天的。
But the daily life is our daily life.
你就发现这里面他说到夫妻的生活。
He spoke about the spouse life.
他说到父母儿女的关系。
And the relationship among parents.
他说到我们在读书上班的时候，我们教授和学生的关系，老板和仆人的关系。
He spoke of the professor and the students' relation and the boss and the worker.
他让我们看见这么高这么高的启示。
He allowed us to see the highest.
那好像是诸天那个所有的祝福。
Is the blessing of.
那是在创立世界以前就已经定规的。
Is ordained before the creation of the world.
在我们每一天，我们觉得好像无所谓的这样一天一天，很多没什么改变的这样的生活里面，要把它显明出来。
In our daily life, without changing, He will reveal this.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事呢？
This is so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，如 这么高的启示不能够在我们日常的生活中显明出来的话，弟兄姊妹，我们在地上的生活行事为人不能够让神的心得到满足。神那个永远不改变的旨意不能够成就在我们的身上。弟兄姊妹，不要觉得我们的日常生活是无所谓的。弟兄姊妹，这里面跟我们看见，我们的日常生活是和神永远的旨意紧紧连在一起的。
Our daily life is connected to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的感觉里面，神永远的那一个心意，好像离我们是何等的遥远的。
In our hearts, His will is so far away from us.
我们觉得说，我们在地上的生活，好像就是这些每一天，好像不改变的，就这些事物。
We thought that our daily life is just all these same thing.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书，他给我们看见。不要轻看我们夫妻生活。
But the book of Ephesians do not despise the relationship.
不要轻看你在家里面教养儿女。
Do not look lightly about your instructing your disciplining your children.
不要觉得你上班读书跟在聚会中所听得到没有关系。
Don't think your work and your study is unrelated to what you heard in the message.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实教会的见证。
This is the true testimony of the church.
所以我们在读这里面讲到的这个夫妻关系、父母儿女的关系、主仆关系的时候。
When we read the relationship of spouse, the relationship of the masters and slaves, and the relationship of children and parents,
我们看见他所启示的是神的心意。
We see he reveals the will of God.
是需要圣灵来开启的。
We need the Holy Spirit to open that to us.
你发现以弗所书开始给我们看见教会的意义。
We see that Ephesians tells the meaning of church.
教会的意义就是基督。
The meaning of church is.
教会乃是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万物的所充满的。
It's filled of all things.
教会乃是神的家。
Church is the home of God.
教会是神彰显他百般智慧的器皿。
Is the vessel of where He reveals His wisdom.
神要借着在我们里面运行的大能大力，充充足足的成就这一切。
By His power, He will accomplish all this.
超过我们所求所想。
Beyond what we can fathom.
而且后面讲到教会的生活。
He talked about the church life.
越讲好像越是接近到我们日常生活。
The more He talked about it, it's more like our daily life.
甚至讲到我们的夫妻关系。
He even spoke of the relationship.
讲到我们儿女父母的关系。
The parents and children relationship.
讲到我们在工作中的关系。
And the relationships in our work.
但是当我们读以弗所书第五章的时候。
When we read chapter 5 of Ephesians.
特别读到第22节到第六章的第五节的时候。
From verse 22 to chapter 6.
我看这里他可以给我们看见教会的。
Especially he shows us the position of church.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他借着这些日常的生活。
Through the daily life,
他给我们看见神的教会在神面前那一个荣耀的地位。
We see the church before God has the glorious position.
我们看到这里讲了三个方面。
There are three aspects.
非常的清楚。
Very clearly.
头一方面讲到教会在神面前是一个妻子的地位。
First, the church has the position as wife.
第二方面讲到神的教会在主面前是个儿女的地位。
Secondly, the church is the children of God.
第三方面讲到我们在主面前是个仆人的地位。
The third is that the church has the position of slave.
这三方面都是非常重要的。
These three aspects are very important.
他说到教会在妻子的地位上的时候。
When he spoke of the church as the wife.
我们发现这里特别说到基督的爱。
Here he spoke of the love of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们一次在伯饼聚会里，我们都来念主爱我们。
Every time in the communion, we remember the Lord loves us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在那里感恩的时候
，When we give thanks to His love,
你发现我们所感恩的，就是以弗所书第五章也所告诉我们的。
What we gave thanks is what He spoke about.
这里面他说他是教会全体的救主。
He said that He is the Savior of all churches.
弟兄姊妹，是主救我们。
The Lord has saved us.
是主用他的宝血救了我们。
He saved us with his precious blood.
是主在十字架上为我们舍命流血。
On the cross, he gave his life for us.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到饼杯面前，我们都觉得我们感恩不尽。
Every time we come to the table, we cannot give enough thanks.
实在若不是主的宝血，像我们这些污秽肮脏的罪人，怎么能够近亲近神呢？
If it's not for His precious blood, how can we draw near to Him?
像我们这样的人，怎么能够坐在神的家里呢？
How can we sit in the household of God?
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的事！
This is so marvelous.
就是主爱我们。
He had loved us.
不是因着我们有什么好。
It's not that we have any good.
不是我们有什么值。
It's not that we are priceless.
就像说我们好像尘土一样。
We are just like dust.
我觉得如果尘土，我的价值还高一点。
If I'm the dust, I have a little more pride.
圣经说，他不仅把我们尘土中这样的提拔起来。
He has lifted us from dust.
他更说把我们从粪堆中抬举起来。
He has lifted us from dunghill.
弟兄姊妹，连尘土都不如。
We are not even worth as dust.
弟兄姊妹，你还是好像粪堆一样。
We are just like the dunghill.
我们在最终岂不是像在这粪堆中打滚的人吗？
When we were in sin, we are just like in the dunghill.
但是基督爱了我们。
But Christ loved us.
他成了我们的救主。
He had become our saviors.
然后他后面讲到他爱我们的时候，不仅讲到他成为我们的救主。
He had not only that he is our savior.
很多时候我们弟兄姊妹在祷告的时候，好像能够祷告的这一层，我们觉得已经是非常感恩了。
When we have prayed to this point, we have give thanks.
他后面他接着告诉我们。
Continuously he tells us.
他爱教会。
He loves church.
为教会舍己。
He gave himself to the church.
你这是英文，你就非常，他把他自己给了我们。
He had gave to the church.
弟兄们，今天你可能你看见一个人落在水里，你把他救起来。
When you see someone drowning, you will save him.
当你把一个人从水里救起来的时候，我不知道你要给他什么。
After you saved him, I don't know what will you give him.
你可能给他一些的钱财哈，让他可以找个地方可以居住。
Maybe you give him some money to find some dwelling place.
可能你给他你说你非常爱他，你给他一辆车好了。
Maybe you love him, so you will give him a car.
或者你给他一栋房子好了。
Or even a house.
我救了你。
Because I saved you.
我不仅救你。
I not only saved you.
我非常爱你。
I love you.
爱你爱到一个地步。
To the point.
我把你生活中所有的需要都给你。
I give you all what you need in your daily life.
弟兄姊妹，基督爱我们不是这样。
Christ does not love us that way.
基督爱我们是把他自己给了我们。
Christ loves us, he gave himself to us.
他不仅救我们。
He not only saved us.
他把他自己一切都给了我们。
He gave himself all to us.
基督今天成了我们的世界。
Christ is world to us.
成了我们的满足。
Is our satisfaction.
成我们一切全源的供应。
He supplies us. He's our source.
弟兄姊妹，有耶和华成为我们的牧者，我们必不致缺乏。
If the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want.
主帮助我们，我们还怕什么？
If the Lord is helping us, what can we fear?
今天我们常常觉得主是我们的救主。
We think that the Lord is our Savior.
但是以弗所书第五章这里特别给我们看见，他把他自己还给了我们。
In chapter 5, Ephesians tells us that he gave himself to us.
如果主今天把他自己给了我们，我们今天还怕谁呢？
If the Lord has given himself to us, what should we fear?
你今天还怕什么呢？
What are you fearing?
你难道还怕环境吗？
Do you afraid of the world?
你怕这个许多的人事物吗？
Are you afraid of all the events?
你害怕许多人的脸面吗？
Or even what people look at you?
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天基督把他自己给了我们。
Today the Lord had given himself to us.
他是何等的爱了我们。
He had loved us.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
我觉得这已经是好像超过我们所求所想。
This is beyond what we have fathomed.
如果有一个人把我从水里救出来，说他把他自己都给了我。
If someone saved me from drowning, then he gave himself to me. He had given me all.
我觉得这已经是过于我所求所想了。
This is beyond what I'm asking.
后面他还接着告诉我。
Continuously he tells us.
基督爱教会。
Church, Christ loves the church.
不仅他拯救我们，他把他自己给了我们。
Not only he saved us and he gave himself to us.
他更是要把我们洗净。
He will wash us clean.
他不能够看着我们就这样的污秽、败坏、肮脏、软弱，就这样被带到父的面前。
He cannot see us as filthy, dirty, and corrupted, and brought
to the
Father.
与我们的父永永远远的同在。
We cannot be with the Father like this.
就这样的与他永永远远坐在宝座的上面。
And seated on the throne with him forever.
哦，弟兄姊妹，基督是何等的爱了教会呢？
Christ loved the church.
他这里说要把我们洗净。
He said that he washed us clean.
洗到一个地步哈。
To the point.
没有任何的玷污、皱纹等类的病。
There's no spot or wrinkle.
你听了英文你就知道，连个点都没有。
There's no spot.
弟兄姊妹，你在我们生命中哈，当你生命慢慢长大的，你就发现点就特别多了。
When you're aging, that you have spots.
还不光是 aging 了，你知道，就小朋友哈，从这几岁啊，到十几岁，你看那个身上的那个点就多起来了。
From children to teenagers, they have spot on their body.
你就等到你这你为什么你这你老了呢？你就看看你身上的那个点就慢慢多起来了。
When you grow old, you have more spots.
你知道这个点怎么来的吗
？You know how that's formed？
这个学医学的人告诉我们。
In the medical tells us。
在我们生命的成长的过程中，在我们生命里进入许许多多是与生命性情不相合的东西。
When we are growing in our life, and there are things that we are.
身体是有个功能，是要把这些东西排出去的。
We need to secrete it out。
但是有些东西非常顽固。
There's some stubborn.
它不肯出去的。
That would not be gone.
所以身体就做一个反应
So the body react
就把这些与生命性质不合的东西又不肯出去的东西就从皮肤把它散出去
The unwanted subject will be secreted out through the skin
弟兄姊妹你知道基督要在我们身上做什么工作吗
Do you know what Christ will work on in us
把一切和基督生命性情不合的东西从我们生命中通通都除掉
All the natures in us that's not comparable to Christ.
什么是皱纹
？Removed. What is wrinkle?
你就当你看见有皱纹，你就知道你生命中有了死亡。
When you see wrinkle, you see death.
你发现死亡在我们生命中慢慢慢慢有了地位。
You see death has position in our life.
什么叫做把我们洗到一个地步，没有玷污、没有皱纹等类的病呢？
What does it mean to cleanse us to the point that we have no spot or wrinkle?
主他爱我们，他把我们洁净地步，任何和基督生命性情不同性，统统除掉，把我们中的死亡统统的除掉。
The Lord loves us to the point that He will remove any natures that is not comparable to Him.
他怎样除掉呢
？How does He remove it?
他借着话中之水。
Through the Word.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
这个不光是 word， 是那个 water in the word， 是那个话中的水。
Is the water in the world？
弟兄姊妹，这里面的话不是那一个道理。
This is not a。
也不是那个 logos 那个字面的话语。
It's not the logos。
这里面用的话语是 rhema， 是活的话语。
It's the living word, the rhema。
是圣灵所启示的话语。
It's revealed by the Holy Spirit。
弟兄姊妹，当圣灵启示的话语说在人的里面的时候
，the word of the that's revealed by the Holy Spirit。
这个话就是灵，就是生命。
This is the spirit and life。
他把十字架带在我们生命当中。
He will bring.
借着十字架除去我们里面一切天然的肉体。
Through the cross, move all the.
他借着十字架来除掉我们里面一切的死亡。
The cross, he will remove death.
借着圣灵把真正的生命充满在我们的里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, he will reveal his holy life.
弟兄姊妹，你不要轻看主的话语。
Do not look lightly upon the word of the Lord.
一个什么儿女？常常不读主的话
If the children of God does not read the word of God
在我们的生命中有许多的那个玷污许多的皱纹
In our life we will have spot and wrinkle
装都装不出来的
You cannot pretend
弟兄姊妹你来到这个人的面前你发现人的里面感觉上你身上有玷污有皱纹
When you come before man the man will feel that you have spot
因为主的话在你里面这样的洁净的功用太少了
Because the word of the LordThere's a little cleansing.
世界的东西在你里面太多了。
There's too much world in you.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看主的话语。
Do not look like.
不要觉得你每天早晨起来读一点点主的话，好像一点果效都没有。
Don't think that you get up early and read the word of God. That's you have no result.
不要觉得说每天我读的那五分钟的主的话语，好像是可有可无的。
That 5 minutes that you spend, you can head on.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这一年当中，一天早晨起你都不读主的话，人家一眼都能看出来。
In 1 year, if you don't read the word of God in the morning, then people can tell.
因为那个皱纹、那个玷污就显在我们的生命里面。
That spot and wrinkle will show in our life.
基督爱教会。
Christ loved the church.
他是这样的爱我们。
He loves us.
他借着水，借着话中之水，这样的来洁净我们。
Through the water of the word,
到了一个地步，成为荣耀的教会。
To the point that the church is holy.
圣洁没有瑕疵的。
is holy and without spot and is blameless.
这是基督爱教会。
This is Christ's love the church.
救我们，把他自己给我们，还有洗净我们。
He loves us and saved us, and he gave himself to us, and he
还没有停在这里，是不是？
Cleans us. He didn't stop here.
他继续告诉我们。
Continuously he tells us.
他保养顾惜我们。
He nourishes and cherishes.
因为他知道，当我们在被洁净的时候，我们不舒服的。
He knows that when we cleanse, we are uncomfortable.
他知道我们心中的艰难。
He knows our difficulties.
他知道我们会痛苦。
He knows our suffering.
他知道会软弱，会失望，我们会下沉。
He knows that we will be weak and disappointed.
到了一个地步，我们都觉得说我这个人就完了。
To the point that you think you are.
我们到了一个地步，觉得说神不会再要我了。
You think that God will not want you.
神这样的爱了我，我到今天都信了这么多年了，我的光荣还是这个样子。
God loved me so much that He all the years after.
我应该是在主面前能够被主用一用了。
I should be used by the Lord.
怎么在人的眼中我还是满了了玷污，满了了皱纹呢？
Why am I still filled with spot and wrinkle before me?
弟兄姊妹，基督爱教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, Christ loves the church.
他保养顾惜他的身体。
He cherishes and nourishes the body.
弟兄姊妹，如果你今天觉得里面有绝望，
If you are disappointed.
如果今天你里面觉得你有痛苦，
If you are suffering.
他的恩典是为困苦人所预备的。
His grace is for those who are suffering.
他的恩典够你使用。
His grace is sufficient.
因为他爱教。
Because he loves the church.
他照着我们每一个人所需要的，照着我们每一个领受，他来安慰我们，他来抚我们。
According to our need and what we can receive, he nourishes and cherishes.
这里讲到基督爱教会。
Here he's talking about the church, the Christ loved the church.
最后他告诉我们。
At the end.
他说他要跟我们完完全全合而为一。
He tells us we are in one.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是人眼睛没有见过的。
This is
耳朵没有听过的。
Ears have not heard.
人心都没有想过的。
Even hearts cannot.
若不是圣灵在这里开启我们，有谁能够想象说像我们这样的人有一天可以和我们的主完完全全合而为一呢？
If the Holy Spirit did not reveal the truth to us, how can we imagine that we are one with God?
弟兄姊妹，这是基督爱教会。
This is Christ loved the church.
因着基督这样爱教会。
Because Christ loves the church.
教会站在妻子的地位上，该有什么样的一个反应呢？
Church stand as the wife of Christ. What should she do?
你就看这里有一个很自然的反应。
There's a natural reaction.
就是顺服。
To obey.
这个顺服不是勉强来的。
Not forced to obey.
这个顺服不是因着圣灵来要求的。
It's not.Asked by the Bible.
这个顺服乃是从爱里面产生出来的。
This obedience is from the love.
这个顺服乃因为基督是这样爱了教会。
This obedience is because Christ loves the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的地位。
This is the position of the church.
教会之所以站在顺服的地位上，乃是因着基督这样爱了教会。
Church is at the position to obey because Christ loves the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的地位呢？
This is a glorious position.
今天教会在神面前有一个甘心乐意的顺服。
Today church is willingly to obey.
那后面他告诉我们，不仅我们站在妻子的地位上。
Not only we are standing as wives.
他更告诉我们，我们是站在儿女的地位上。
We are also children.
我们的主实在是我们的父。
Our Lord is our Father.
他是这个智慧的父亲。
He is the wise Father.
所以凡是他所爱的，他都管教。
All he loves, he will discipline.
因为儿女的地位上就有一个反应。
As children, we will react.
就是甘心乐意接受父亲的管教。
We will receive his discipline willingly.
弟兄姊妹，地上的父亲管教我们，都是随着己意管教我们。
The father of our body that.
而万灵的父，他在他的智慧里面管教我们，乃是让我们能够与他荣耀的性情、圣洁的性情有份。
Our heavenly father disciplines us so that we can partake into.
他乃是让我们得益处。
He wants us to receive.
他让我们是用结出平安的果子了。
We will produce fruits.
他让我们的生命成熟长大。
Our life will grow and mature.
弟兄姊妹，你读这段话是不是成熟了呢？
Do you think these?
你就看见说，当孩子小的时候是接受管教，对不对？
When children are young, they are disciplined.
等到长大以后就开始孝顺，对不对？
When they grow up, they honor their parents.
弟兄姊妹，孩子没有长大之前，他一直不知道什么叫做父母的恩典。
Before the children grow up, they don't know what is.
他长大就是总觉得父母对不起他。
They all think that the parents.
早晨起来做饭的时候饭不好吃的。
In the breakfast doesn't taste good.
中午带来饭也是不好吃的。
Or the lunch doesn't taste good.
总是觉得父母好像亏欠自己一样。
They think the parent owed them something.
只有等到这个孩子真的有一天长大了以后。
Till the children is grown up.
不仅是外面这个年龄长大
not only their age,
是里面的那个生命长大的时候
and when their life grows,
他们就做了一个感恩的人
they become a parents, that will give thanks.
他们那个时候就知道什么叫做孝敬父母
At that time, they will know how to honor their parents.
一个不经过管教的人
If someone was out this,
弟兄姊妹一个人从来在这一生中没有经过管教的人
If one that was without discipline.
他肉身的生命长到了很大很大的时候，他还不晓得来孝敬他的父母。
Physically, he has grown, but he does not know how to honor their parents.
今天我们看见多少的人，他们的生命好像已经是应该是成熟了。
We've seen so many people that their life is mature.
但是你记住他们的生命，你发现根本不知道什么叫孝敬父母。
But they don't know how to honor their parents.
弟兄姊妹，教是何等的宝贵呢
？Discipline is so precious.
这里面看见说神的教会因着站在儿女的地位上就甘心乐意的接受父亲的管教
As the children of God the church received the discipline from the father
不仅如此
Not only so
不仅站在教会站在妻子的地位上站在儿女的地位上更站在仆人的地位上
The church is not only as wife as children it's also a slave
我们是主的仆人
We are the slave of.
我们在地上是要遵行主的旨意。
We need to do the commandment of God.
不是自己要做什么。
It's not that we want to do anything.
是主人让我们做什么，我们做什么。
Whatever the master tells us to do, we will.
这里说要一个恐惧战兢的心。
Here she tells us.
弟兄姊妹，今天你发现许许多多人在侍奉中没有一点点敬畏主的心。
Here we see people that's not fair.
我想做什么我就做什么。
Whatever they want to do, they will.
我想说什么我就什么。
Whatever they want to say, they will.
哦，弟妹，我们看见教会乃是站在仆人的地位上。
We see that church has a position of slaves.
我们今天不是成就我们自己的心意。
We are not accomplishing our will.
我们乃是成就主的旨意。
But accomplishing the will.
从心里遵行主的旨意。
From our hearts, we obey.
这是一个做仆人的。
This is a slave.
弟兄姊妹，你真的来聚会，你到底什么时候来？你到底要在这里？你到底在做什么？弟兄姊妹，你要问一问主啊。
When you come to church, you need to ask the Lord.
你今天侍奉的到底是谁呢
Who are you serving?
你所侍奉的是亚巴偶像呢，还是宇宙万有中独立的真神呢
？Are you serving the idol or the only?
他是不是你的主人呢
Is he your master?
还是你是主人呢
？Or you are the master?
哦，弟兄姊妹，教会要常常因着圣灵的光照，看见自己所站的地位。
By enlightening of the Holy Spirit, we need to see the position of the church.
所以这些都是非常荣耀的。
Are also glorious.
你就发现一些荣耀的启示。
All these glorious revelations.
就是有的时候是过于我们好像头脑所能明白的。
It's beyond what we can understand.
但是呢，这些非常荣耀、非常高的启示。
All these high and glorious revelations.
却是借着这些日常好像算不得什么的生命的生活中显给我们显明出来的。
Through our daily life, He revealed this to us.
这里面给我们很清楚的看见。
We can see clearly.
如果在我们的日常生活里
if in our daily life,
我们没有学习的话
we did not learn,
弟兄姊妹神的心意在我们中间不能显明出来
the will of God cannot be revealed among us.
人在我们中间看不见教会的地位
man cannot see the position of church
看见那地位是错的
what they see is wrong
在我们中间看见好像教会不像是站在仆人地位上
The church is not standing as a slave.
但教会不是站在一个蒙爱的地位上。
As if the church was not loved.
因为教会是不受管教的一样。
As if the church was not disciplined.
弟兄姊妹，在我们每一天的日常生活里面，我们的学习和神永远的心意是紧紧连在一起的。
In our learning, in our daily life, that we are tightly connected to His will.
我真的盼望弟兄姊妹在这件事情上，我们真的求主让我们能够有一点点的这个有一点点的感觉。
We ask the Lord that we can feel what He wants us to understand.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我们在地上我们看见什么？
Think of what you emphasize on this world. In this world.
你发现我们所看重的哈，是许多的成就。
We see the achievement.
是这个地位。
The position in the world.
是财富。
Or wealth in the world.
是我们的这一个学历。
Or our degrees.
弟兄姊妹，我发现许多的弟兄姊妹因为缘故。
Because of the work, all the brothers and sisters.
他们要拿到执照，对不对
？They need to have license.
为了拿执照哈。
Just to get one license.
两年不能好好过日子。
They cannot live a comfortable life for 2 years.
每天都很辛苦的。
They suffer.
每次考过以后，我们都为他高兴，欢喜快乐。
After each examination, we rejoice.
我们都感谢赞美主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
但是你别感谢太早。
He said, "Don't give thanks too early."
还好几个考试呢。
There's still several.
后面还好几个呢。
I still have some.
我们至少这个考过了，就应该感谢主啊，对不对
？I said that at least you passed this one.
你要想做医师的话
，If you want to be a doctor,
要考好多年了。
You need to be tested many years.
你要就是做一个 accountant， 做一个会计师啊。
To be an accountant.
你去考考试试看。
You need to take,
我们中间有好多姊妹都考过了。
We have many sisters.
还有的考不过就干脆放弃了。
Many that did not pass, they gave up.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这些都是非常宝贵的。
We see these are precious.
我们不如这些，你不要去考，不是这意思。
I'm not saying don't take these exams.
但是你知道，神所看重的往往是耶和华看重的。
But what we emphasize is not what the Lord wants.
耶和华看人不像人看人的。
The Lord does not see us as we see.
人是看外貌的。
We see the outer appearance.
神是看内心的。
But the Lord sees inside.
神是进到你的家里来看的。
The Lord will enter into your house.
弟兄姊妹，你到主面前去，你不要以为你拿着那个文凭，你拿着你的这些证书，主都会看，主绝对一个都不看的。
Don't think that you can bring your certificate or license.To the Lord.
神要进到我们的家里。
The Lord will enter into our house.
他要看看你是怎么对待你妻子的。
He will see how you treat your wife.
他要看看你是怎么管教你的孩子的。
How you discipline your children.
他要进到你的那 cubicle 里面去，看看你在做电脑的人在看什么。
How he will enter into your cubicle and see your work.
弟兄姊妹，耶和华看重的是这些东西。
The Lord emphasizes on these.
为什么？因为这是我们这个人。
Because this is us.
人是看外面的事物。
The man sees outer.
耶和华是看我们这个人。
The Lord will see.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活的是整个这个人的失败。
The failure in our life is the failure of the man.
弟兄姊妹，婚姻的失败是人的失败。
The failure of the marriage is the failure of the man.
管教儿女的失败是这个人的失败。
When you fail to discipline your children,
在工作中的失败是我们这个人的失败。
When you fail in the work, that's the failure.
我们今天盼望所要。在人面前所摆出来的是我们的地位。
When we want to place before the man is our position.
是我们所得着的。
What we have gained.
是我们在外面让人看得见的东西。
What the man can see.
对耶和华一样都不看的。
But the Lord will not see.
耶和华只看我们的生活。
The Lord only see our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得讲了以弗所书第五章的时候。
When we talk about Ephesians chapter
5, 我觉得我们这里面我们要非常的清楚一件事。
We need to be clear on one thing.
如果在我们每一天日常的生活里，我们是轻忽的。
If we are in our daily life,
我们是觉得无所谓的。
We do not see.
我们觉得只要是我们能够在教会里面，我们能够摆上就可以了。
I can give something in the church.
不是说在教会里我们不需要摆上，我们需要太多的摆上，我们摆上太不够。
We did not give enough in the church.
弟兄姊妹，但是神今天特别要进到你的家里去看。
But today the Lord will enter into your house to see.
所以这里面我们读的时候，里面有很深的感觉。
When I read this, I have the very deep feeling.
他要借着以弗所书第五章，给我们看见我们在生活里应该怎样的学习。
He will through chapter 5 can show us how we live.
如果我们生活中我们没有这些的学习
，In our daily lives, we do not have these learnings.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人在神面前，神看我们是一个失败的人。
The Lord will see us as failure.
无论别人怎么看我们
，No matter what the man.
也许有人夸奖你，也许有人。贬低你。
Maybe the man will praise you or despise you.
那些都是毫无价值的。
Those are worthless.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主给我们这样的一个感觉。
May the Lord give this feeling to us.
就是当我们进入婚姻的时候。
When we enter into marriage.
有哪一个人觉得需要通过考试的？
Who think that he needs to be tested?
有哪一个人觉得自己需要学？
Who needs the learning?
而且我们生了孩子了。
Without.
我们觉得车到山前必有路啊。
Well, we know that we have.
我们自然而然好像就成了父母了。
Naturally, we become a parent.
好像我们根本从来不需要预备，从来不需要学习，从来不需要拿证书的。
We did not need to prepare or get a license.
天经地义，老子就会做父亲。
In the nature that I am, I can be a father.
天经地义，我就会做母亲。
I can be a mother.
弟兄姊妹，你发现，在许许多多今天的这个做父母的里面，很多的，就是神的儿女都不觉得自己是需要学习的。
There are many parents among the children of God. They don't think they need to learn.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的经过一段的软弱失败以后
，After the failure and weaknesses.
我们才慢慢了解说，我们这个人太需要学习了，是不是
？Then we understand we need to learn.
我们曾经跟一些年轻人有过一些的交谈。
Before I have fellowship with some young brothers and sisters.
他们要准备结婚了。
Are preparing to be married.
我们说我们好不好？我们有一点点的婚姻前的一些的辅导，或者婚前的一些的预备。
So I was preparing before their marriage. And gave them some guidance.
别人可以需要的。
He said, others may need.
我们俩不需要。
We don't need.
我们俩这一辈子不会有任何问题的。
We won't have any problem for the rest of our lives.
你知道我听了以后，我就知道这个问题一定非常大。
After I heard that, I know there will be problem.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你啊，现在你根本都不要问了。
I tell you, I don't need to ask.
连问都不需要问的。
Don't even need to ask.
你根本不需要了解最后的结果怎么样。
Don't even need to know the ending, the result.
问题大到一个地步，我跟你讲，没有办法讲的。
The problem is so big that I cannot discuss.
凡是认为自己从来没有问题的人。
Whenever one thing don't, they don't have problem.
多少时候就是问题最大的人。
That become the biggest problem.
在我们的感觉里面，做丈夫做妻子天经地义。
In our feeling, the wise and or the
生来就会的
，they are by nature how to be
做父亲做母亲生来就会的
，to be a father or mother they are born with
从来不需要学习的
，they don't need to learn
谁要胆敢还来教导我，我告诉你这个人呢，我绝对不听他的
，whoever needs wants to teach me I will not listen
这个人胆子太大了
，they are so bold
还教导我做先生了
，how can you teach me
你看看你自己的那个样子吧。
Look at yourself.
你还教导我做父母啊
？How can you teach me?
你看看你的儿子怎么样的
？Look at your son.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们觉得我们是绝对不需要学习，绝对不需要被教导的。
Many times we think that we don't need to be taught.
我们在工作上啊，我们要拿到一个职位，我们觉得我们看多少的书啊
？In our work, that we think that we need to.
我们觉得我们需要多少的努力，多少的操练才能拿到一个职位，对不对
？We need to strive and learn.
但是我们走过来的，你进来，你可以问问在我们中间五十岁以上的，我不知道不用问我。
You can ask the people that's above
你问问五十岁以上的好。
Go ask them.
你问问他，在他们的一生当中最难学的是什么
？In their lives, what is the most difficult to learn?
就是做丈夫，做妻子。
It's to become a spouse.
就是做父亲，做母亲。
It's to become a parent.
弟兄姊妹。主的话语哈，从来不照着我们人所想望的给我们写圣经。
The word of God is not written according to what we want.
你仔细读圣经，圣经里面关乎夫妻的教导，关乎儿女教养的教导，非常的丰富，非常的多。
There's abundance teaching about the how to be a husband, how to be a wife or parent. Why?
因为他知道我们这些人觉得我们天生我们都会。
Because he know that by nature we think that we know.
弟兄姊妹，这太可怕了。
This is terrible.
请原谅我真的有的时候非常啰嗦。
I may be talkative.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些事如果我们不重视的话
，If we do not put emphasis on this,
我们在地上的所有的生活和侍奉在神眼中一点价值都没有。
There's no value to our services in the
world. 神看人跟人看人真的是不一样了。
Because the Lord look at the man is different than how the man look at the man.
那么讲到这些生活的时候。
When we speak of all these lives.
他首先讲到家庭，对不对？
He first talk about the family.
这个就是家庭。在家庭里面，他首先讲什么？
In the family, he first talk about.
首先讲夫妻，对不对？
The spouses.
弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得你的儿女比你的丈夫、妻子还要重要。
Don't think your children is more important than your spouse.
圣经的次序不是这样。
The order of the Bible is not like that.
圣经首先给我们看见的是家庭夫妻的关系。
The Bible allows us to see the family.
在夫妻里面，首先讲到的是谁呢
？Who he talked about first in.
首先讲到的是做妻子的。
He spoke about wives.
因为妻子太重要了。
Because wife is so important.
圣经从来没有重男轻女。
The Bible never emphasized on men.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面看见的妻子太重要了。
He says the wife is so important.
因为箴言十四章那里告诉我们，一个智慧的妻子哈，她就建立家室。
In Proverbs, it tells us the woman builds her house.
Wise wife. 那么像那一个愚昧的妻子哈，是亲手拆毁啊。
The foolish wives will tear down with her
own hands. 因为一个做妻子的太重要了。
Being a wife is so important.
那么这里说到一个智慧的妻子。
A wise wife.
弟兄姊妹，什么样的妻子是个智慧的妻子呢
？What kind of wife is a wise wife？
如果今天给你一张考卷，让你答说什么叫做一个智慧的妻子
？If I test you on this subject, what is a wise wife？
写出五条来。
Get list five。
我不知道你列的是什么。
I don't know what will you put down。
你可能觉得啊，一个能够最好能够读博士后的就比较好一点。
Maybe one can study a PhD, post-PhD.
弟兄姊妹，或者至少有个硕士也不错。
Or even after a master degree.
总得有个学位吧，对不对
？At least have a degree.
然后呢，至少能上房嘛，对不对？能上房，能下地。
Okay.
里里外外能采能够种田。
Can manage inside and outside.
哇，你知道，有这样一个妻子，那真的是福气啊。
If I have a wife like that, I am.
这样的妻子建立家室啊。
This wife will build a house.
很可能，我不是说这些可能不是那个条件。
I'm not saying this is.
我不知道你对一个智慧的妻子是什么样的一个感觉。
I don't know what's your feeling about a wise wife.
以弗所书第五章告诉我们一个智慧的妻子是怎样的妻子。
But this chapter tells us what is a wise wife.
圣灵告诉我们一个智慧的妻子是怎样的一个妻子。
The Holy Spirit tells us what is a wise wife.
这里告诉我们一个智慧的妻子，她里面有一个看见。
A wise wife has an insight.
他看见神在宇宙中是有次序的。
She sees the order in the universe.
弟兄姊妹，一个在神的眼中一个智慧的妻子是一个有意象的人。
A wise wife in the sight of the Lord has vision.
这个不是非常大的意象。
It's not a great vision.
不是一个好像这主天的高得不得了的一个意象。
It's not a vision that's very high and heavy.
好像这个是非常大的启示，不是。
The great vision.
是最起码的一个启示。
But it's a very minimal vision.
知道我们这一个人蒙恩得救的时候就知道的一个启示。
After you are saved, you have.
圣经上说，我们因信就知道。诸天这个所有的万物都是借着神的话语造成的。
By faith that we know all create, we are all.
因此，当我们信主的时候，我们里面就有一个知道。
When we receive the Lord,
当我们接受主耶稣做我们个人救主的时候，我们里面就有一个看见。
When we receive the Lord as our Savior, we have seen.
我们看见神在这个宇宙中真的是有次序的。
We see the order
in
the creation,
他在他的家，在我们他的设立的家庭中也是有次序的。
While he's establishing a family, there is order.
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里做妻子的
，a wife that's in Christ,
和世上没有信主的人做妻子的
，versus the wife that's a
三观都可能顺服丈夫。
In the hourly, they all may subject to their.
在世上不信主的人，服丈夫的妻子很多。
In this world, there are many wives.
我就见过很多很顺服丈夫的妻子。
I see many.
弟兄姊妹，但是世上的人，他们顺服自己的丈夫和一个在基督里心造里面的
做妻子的顺服丈夫的原则是完全不一样的。
The principle they use to subject themselves to the husband is very different.
在世上，一个做妻子顺服自己丈夫的原则，是因为祖祖辈辈都是这样的。
Because all the ancestors tell us to do, how to obey our.
我们家从祖祖辈辈下来都是男人说话算数。
The man, whatever the man says, will.
我们都是大男人主义的。
They are very manly.
都是男人说话算数。
Whatever the man says will count.
有的因着是因着丈夫挣钱嘛。
Because the man is earning.
他手中掌管着经济大权的。
He holds all.
当然他说话算数了。
Of course he's whatever he says.
或者地位的。
Because he has position.
或者他非常能干的。
Or he's very manageable.
无论如何，这世上所有妻子顺服丈夫是有的。
The wives in the world, they will.
但是他们顺服丈夫的原则和在基督新造里面做妻子的那个原则是不一样的。
But the principle they use is different than the wife says in the new creation.
今天一个在基督里面做妻子的，她顺服丈夫。
Today a wife says in Christ when she subject herself to the husband.
不是因着丈夫挣钱。
It's not because the husband.
不是因着丈夫有地位。
It's not because the husband.
不是因为传统的压力，我没有办法，就只好听他的。
Nor because of the tradition that he's.
甚至不是因为以弗所书第五章这里说了，你们做妻子的顺服丈夫。
It's not even because of this verse.
不是因为这字句律法的要求。
It's not because of what the requirement of by the law.
一个在新造的里面做妻子的来顺服丈夫，那还是因为里面有一个看见。
In the new creation, the wife subject herself to him because she has seen.
看见神是何等的荣耀。
She sees the Lord is glorious.
神在宇宙万有中，按照他自己的旨意运行。
The Lord is moving according to His will.
万有是那样的有序。
The all creation has order.
家庭也有序。
The family has order.
他是万有的主宰。
He is the creator.
他是我的头。
He is my head.
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里做妻子的，之所以顺服丈夫。
A wife in Christ, she will subject herself to the husband.
是因为她灵里看见基督是她的头。
Because in her spirit, she sees Christ is.
她让基督今天在她的生活里头做头。
She allows Christ to be her head.
不仅仅在祷告中做头。
Not only in the prayer.
就是在最最繁琐的生活的细节上，也让基督做头。
Also in the details of her life.
基督真的在她生命中是元首。
In truly that.
基督在她生命中是元首的地位是非常实际的。
The position of being the head in her life is.
因为基督是元首的缘故，所以我顺服丈夫。
Because of that, I will subject myself to the.
不是因为丈夫说他要做我的头，所以我要顺服他。乃是基督是我的头，所以我顺服丈夫。
Is that because the husband tells me that I will subject myself to him? Because Christ is the head.
一个做妻子的之所以她顺服丈夫。
The wife will subject herself to the husband.
因为她灵里面被圣灵光照。
Because in her spirit she was enlightened.
她看见教会在神面前的地位。
Because she sees the position of the church.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家中，一个做妻子的顺服丈夫，不是回到旧社会。
The wife will subject herself to the husband in.
不是倒转历史车轮。
Is not turning the history back.
不是在这里复古，让我们回到从前。
Is not recovering what had.
不是走这些这个所谓这个从前这些世俗的道路。
We are not walking on the way of the tradition.
一个在基督里做妻子的，他乃是走见证的道路。
A wife in Christ will testify.
他在走一个什么道路？
She's walking the way of testifying.
Of testimony.
Testimony.
什么？
What is she testifying?
她等基督是宇宙万有的头。
She's testifying Christ is the head.
基督是我这个家的头。
Christ is the head of my house.
基督是我丈夫的头。
Christ is the head of the house.
基督也是我的头。
Christ is my head.
因为基督是我家之主的缘故。
Because the Lord is the.
所以我在生命中有个见证。
Because I have this testimony in my life.
我顺服丈夫。
I will subject myself to the husband.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则和世上的原则是完全不一样。
This principle is very different than what.
这是一个智慧的妻子。
This is a wise wife.
一个智慧的妻子，她不是丈夫的奴隶。
A wise wife is not a slave of the husband.
弟兄姊妹，一个智慧的妻子，她是顺服丈夫不错，但这个顺服不是好像仇敌被征服了一样的那个顺服。
A wise wife was subject to herself to the husband.
今天很多家里好像夫妻俩像仇敌一样。
Enemy. In many families,
看谁征服。
Who will conquer each other?
有的妻子被征服了，只好降服下来。
The wives have been conquered by the
husband. 弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里做妻子的顺服，不是这样的顺服。
Well, that is not the way the wife will in Christ to subject herself.
因为在基督里，一个做妻子的顺服乃是一个身体的顺服。
Because in Christ, the wife subject herself is in the body.
我盼望我们今天，无论是做弟兄的还是做姊妹的，把世界统统钉死在十字架上。
No matter we are brother or sister, we will.
世界里面现在观念是说，做妻子的有的时候甚至成为商品。
The world gives.
这个世界甚至有的时候说，你的妻子是可以更换的衣服。
Even says the wife is just like a clothes.
弟兄姊妹，就是在神面前被咒诅的。
This is curse.
盼望在神的家中不要有这样的声音。
We will not hear this voice.
如果在神的儿女中间还有这样的声音，这样的声音是被咒诅的。
This is curse.
弟兄们，为什么是被咒诅的呢
？Why?
这些是被钉死在十字架上的。
Because all these have been.
凡是挂在十字架上都是被咒诅。
Whatever is on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，盼望在神的儿女中间不要听见这样的声音。
I hope that we don't hear this among the.
因为一个做妻子的不是你的奴隶。
Because a wife is not your slave.
她不是你的仇敌。
It's not your enemy.
她不是你的商品。
It's not your merchandise.
她不是你可以更换的衣服。
It's not what you can change on.
她是你的身体。
She is your body.
弟兄姊妹，当身体和头完全合而为一的时候
，When the body and head is united，
你发现一件事
，You will see，
是一个和谐，一个共振，对不对
？Is a union is a harmonic union。
你就发现了，一加一哈大于二
，One plus one is greater than two。
你知道为什么一个智慧的妻子建立家室吗？
Why a wise wife will build up the house?
一个智慧的妻子哈，因为是站在一个身体的地位上，在那里顺服的时候。
A wise wife is subject herself to the husband because
这个家产生的那一个侍奉、那个生活的能力，是比两单独加在一起要大得多的。
This service from the house is greater than what they are added together.
在旧约圣经里面，他告诉我们说，一个人哈。如果赶十个仇敌的话
，In the Old Testament, if one can cast away one enemy,
两个人就赶一百个仇敌。
Two will cast out 10 enemies. 100 enemies.
你就发现哈，弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面哈，一个智慧的妻子哈，她让这个家哈是十倍的增长。
A wise wife will multiply the household by 10.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的事！
This is very glorious.
我们今天哈，弟兄姊妹所面临的这个时代是可以说是历史上最邪恶的一个时代。
What we face in this generation is very evil.
试探已经是可以说是到处都是。
Temptation is everywhere.
我们所接受的艰难和困苦，可以说真的也是空前的。
And suffering and difficulty is beyond what we can
do. 我们怎么能够胜过这些的试探，胜过这些的难处呢
？How can we overcome these difficulties?
如果我们的家室没有被建立起来
，If our house has not
been built, 如果一加一仅仅等于二的话
，If one plus one is only two,
弟兄姊妹，你能够顾到你自己天花板的房屋就不错了。
All you can care for is your.
你哪有什么精力来顾到神的家呢
？You don't have any energy to.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面告诉我们非常的清楚，说你们只。顾自己天花板的房屋。
The Lord tells us that we only care for what we dwell.
为什么
？Why?
因为你发现我们的家没被建立起来。
Because our house had not been built.
我们的家一加一有的时候还少于二的。
Sometimes one plus one is less.
有的家一加一还小于一了。
Even less than one.
还不如我自己活着呢。
I rather live but for myself.
弟兄们，如果一个家庭是这样的被建立起来
，If a family is built that way，
神的旨意怎么样能够借着教会能够彰显呢
？How can the will of the Lord will be
made？ 这里哪有所谓的教会的这个地位的见证呢
？There's no testimony of the position of the church。
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得在生活中的学习与我们没有关系。
Don't think what you learn in the daily life is unrelated。
一个智慧的妻子
，A wise wife。
不是因为丈夫比自己挣钱多
It's not because the husband
is
more spiritual. A wise wife is opened by the Holy Spirit. She knows the order of the universe.
What she's subject to is
This will bring a tremendous blessing.
弟兄姊妹, 当一个在基督里做妻子的, 在那里顺服丈夫的时候, 世人要觉得稀奇。
A wife that subject herself to the husband in Christ, the world will amaze.
人家要问说, 你为什么要听他的?
They will ask why you will.
你比他挣的钱多耶,
you make more money than him.
你对这个家比他还大耶,
what you contribute is more than him.
你不听他了,
why do you listen to him?
凭什么我算数?
What he said. People will ask,
我们常常问,
how can we preach the gospel?
我们最好有个formula，最好有一套东西，我们拿来就可以传福音了，是不是?
Better that we have a formula so that we
can. 弟兄姊妹，如果人在我们家里面所看见的，从来没有看见这样一个见证的话， 弟兄姊妹，纵然你学会了怎样传福音， 那个福音还是传不出去。
If people have not seen this testimony in your house, what you spread cannot be the gospel that you can spread.
弟兄姊妹，我根本不羡慕你的家。
People do not long for that, your house.
人家觉得说我们世上的家庭如何，你们也如何。
Our family in the world is just like
我们世上的一加一最多就是等于二了。
The most 1+1 is
我看你们俩一加一小于一了。
I see that you 1+1 is less than 1.
弟兄姊妹，你背什么样的经文，你怎样的把这个小册子背完了，教导人家没有用的。
Whatever is the memory verse for and teach, that is useless.
不是那个小册子没有用。
I'm not saying pamphlets useless.
我是说我们这个家是能不能建立起来。
I'm talking about how can we build up the house.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个智慧的妻子是非常非常宝贵的。
A wise wife is very precious.
在基督里做妻子的和世上做妻子的真的是不一样。
Being a wife in Christ is different than the wife in the world.
那一个智慧的丈夫呢？
How about a wise husband?
一个智慧的丈夫是不是整天就念以弗所书第5章22到24节呢？
Is it that he just need to memorize verse 22 through 24?
弟兄姊妹，今天许多做丈夫的以为自己特有智慧。
Today many husbands think they are wise.
我觉得特别是做丈夫的。
Especially the husband.
对不起，我不是说我们做丈夫的比不上做妻子的，不是。
I'm not saying the husbands are not useful.
因为我自己是做丈夫的。
Because I'm a husband.
从我自己的眼光里，我实在是知道，男人要能够接受一点教导是非常难的。
In my witnesses, I know in order to be very difficult.
我要能学点东西啊，难上加难的。
It's very difficult to learn.
让我们的生命要改变难呢。
To change our lives is difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你的生命中怎样。
I don't know how's your life.
一个智慧的男人，一个智慧的丈夫是怎样的丈夫呢？
A wise husband is like what?
一个智慧的丈夫同样是一个有看见的人。
A wise husband also has a vision.
他看见基督是这个家的主。
He sees this, Christ is the
house. 你不要觉得你是一家之主。
Don't think you are the
house. 圣经也从来没有说你是一家之主。
The Bible never says you are the Lord.
基督是这一家的主人。
Christ is the Lord.
如果基督是这一家的主人，
if Christ is the Lord,
神今天把一个头的责任给你是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that you are the household of the
Lord? 你在这个家中带头顺服在基督的权柄底下。
You will lead to such a whole household under Christ.
像约书亚一样。
It's just like Joshua.
约书亚是头的。
Joshua is the leader. When he said,
他在所有的以色列人面前，
before all Israelites,
他为他的家做个见证，
he testified for his household.
至于我和我家， 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
To my family, we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，每一个做丈夫的， 你今天能不能站在这里， 向所有的人， 你自己说， 我带领我的全家， 我这个家和我的全家都要侍奉耶和华。
As the husband, can you stand in front of all the people that to say that you will
serve? 今天许许多多做丈夫的逃避头的责任。
So many husbands, they avoid the responsibility.
不敢带领全家来敬拜神。
They don't dare to lead the house to.
自己都不读圣经。
They will not read the Bible.
我们教导孩子说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
We teach the children that men do not live on bread alone, but.
但是我们的孩子知道，我的爸爸，我的父亲是单靠食物的。
But the children knows the father is.
我的父亲不仅靠食物，而靠电脑。
And also depend on the computer.
我的父亲不仅靠电脑电视。
And also depend on the TV.
还看。
And the game.
他没有球赛，他活不下去。
Without the sport games, that he cannot live.
弟兄姊妹。这是一个智慧的丈夫吗？
Is this a wise husband?
弟兄们，这是一个智慧的丈夫吗？
Is this a wise husband?
弟兄姊妹，做妻子的要做一个智慧的妻子。
A wife needs to be a wise.
一个做丈夫的要做一个智慧的丈夫。
A husband needs to be a.
一个智慧的丈夫乃是能够在家里面负起头的责任。
A wise husband needs to be a.
带头在全家来敬拜神。
Needs to be one that leads the.
带头来侍奉神。
To serve God.
把全家都带到神的面前。
They will bring the.
这叫做头。
This is head.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是一个觉得自己就是头的一个丈夫。
We think that we are the head.
我们觉得我们只是一个发号施令的一个头。
We only give commands.
弟兄姊妹，请原谅我这样。
Forgive me to say.
你是篡夺基督的权柄。
You have.Taken away the power of
the house.
Because you are the not.
家的主人是基督。
The master of the house is.
你是有这个责任，要把带头顺服基督的权柄。
You only have the responsibility to lead the house to worship God.
一个智慧的丈夫。
A wise husband.
这里说得很清楚。
Tells us very clearly here.
保养顾惜自己的身体。
And cherish the body.
因此呢，只要一个人他是够聪明。
If one is wise,
最起码 IQ 至少零以上。
If his IQ is above zero,
弟兄姊妹，他一定保养顾惜自己的身体。
He knows how to cherish and nourish.
今天许多的年轻人啊，不知道保养顾惜自己的身体。
Many young people do not know how.
那是愚昧的，对不对？我们看到有些这个年轻人呢，晚上到了三点钟还打电没完毕。
Some young people will stay up until 3 to play.
这个早上起来就抓着这个垃圾食品吃下去了。
In the morning they will gain some food.
弟兄姊妹，有许多人都不睡觉的。
They will not sleep when they need to sleep.
有的人早上到12点才起来的。
They will get up at
12. 然后就来哎呀就可以了。
Or they come with the luffies.
弟兄姊妹，一个这样的人，我们知道他不智慧。
We know that they are not wise.
弟兄姊妹，一个不知道保养顾惜自己身体的人是不智慧的一个人。
If someone does not know how to do church,
没有错，我们的身体是属乎主的。
Wise, our body.
如果主今天要我的身体，我甘愿把它奉献上去。
The Lord wants my body.
但是为了主见证的缘故，今天我们在地上为了主的缘故，我们要学习保养顾惜我们的身体。
For the sake of the Lord, we need to learn how to.
因为很多时候主要用我们的时候，你发现我们身体够不上了。
Many times the Lord wants to use.
主明明这个时候借着我们身。你说你软弱下去了。
The Lord wants to speak to you.
弟兄姊妹，一个智慧的人是知道怎样保养顾惜自己身体的。
A wise person knows how to cherish and nourish his body.
一个做丈夫的。
A husband.
这里说到，爱惜自己的妻子就是爱惜自己的身体。
Love and cherish his body just as Christ.
你说我怎么爱惜我的身体？
How do I nourish and cherish my?
起码的哈，您这个做丈夫的一个感觉嘛，是吧
？At least you have some feeling.
如果今天有人踩了我脚趾头
，If somebody said,
我这个头一点感觉都没有。
But my head has no feeling.
我的身体已经很痛很痛了。
My body is feeling the pain.
我这个头一点感觉都没有。
But my head is not feeling.
我们不能说这个头是个智慧头，对不对
？I cannot say the head is.
这个头是不是有问题了？
It must have.
你身体也受这么大的亏损了，怎么头还一点感觉都没有呢
？The body has suffered such loss, that, but the head has no feeling.
你发现，在夫妻两个之间的难处的当中
，You see the difficulties among spouses.
一个根本的难处就是夫妻两个没有办法沟通。
The most basic problem is they cannot communicate.
为什么
？Why?
因为做丈夫的不智慧。
Because the husband is not wise.
他不晓得妻子的感觉。
He does not know how the wives feel.
这个头不智慧啊。
The head is not washed.
身体已经难过的，我都在那里流泪了。
The body is suffering.
啊，你看那个头还可以这么爱着吗？为什么哭啊？还是这么好的事情还哭什么？你看是没有事的哭着呢。
Why are you crying?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个头很不智慧啊！
This head has no.
为什么连身体的感觉我们都不知道？
Because he doesn't know how the body feels.
你知道有的时候有一次弟兄来这里跟我们讲到，他问说：你们中间做丈夫的能不能写下来五条你们妻子最喜欢的事情？
When a brother came and showed us, he asked all the husbands to list what
they
want.
然后给你的太太去看。
And show it to your wife.
前五条你太太最伤心最伤心的事情，当你做的她一定伤心的，你把它写下来。
There's now five things that what you do was.
很多做丈夫的不敢答这个答卷。
Many husbands would not dare to answer.
我从来没有感觉。
Because they don't have that feeling.
从来一点感觉都没有。
They never had a
feeling. 坐在家里边好像律法师一样。
Because they are just like.
把所有的重担捆起来放在妻子的身上。
They gather all the.
自己一个指头都不动了。
They will not do anything.
第一，你发现今天许多的丈夫回到家里一点感觉都没有。
Many husbands return to their house.
怎么能够是一个有智慧的丈夫？
Could he be a wise husband?
有的时候我们在那里数算妻子的恶。
When we are counting the evil of the wife.
你这个没做好，你那个做的不行。
You did not do this well, and you didn't.
这是爱吗？
Is this love?
圣经要说爱是什么呢？
The Bible tells us what is love.
爱是不计算。
Love is not count.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not count what evil.
我听过这样的见证。
I've heard a testimony.
我相信的是个真实的见证。
I believe that.
有个弟兄他在家里面学习爱妻子。
A brother is trying to learn how to love his wife.
他的妻子在烧饭这件事上有软弱。
The wife has difficulty in cooking.
他就把所有。该预备的都把饭菜都预备好了。
So he will prepare all the she needs to cook.
然后太太就把这些放在锅里炒一下就可以了。
And the wife just cook it.
然后饭菜摆在桌上以后，你就带领全家来谢饭。
After the meal is placed on the table.
等到谢了以后，他就让孩子们献母亲的心了。
And after the prayer, then they will tell the children to give thanks to mother.
这是基督爱教会。
This is how Christ loved church.
基督是不是这样爱教会呢？
Is this how Christ loves the church?
圣经上说，在教会软弱的时候。
When the Bible tells us when church is weak.
凡基督要求教会的，基督自己都把它供应上去。
What Christ requires the church.
圣经上说，你们在一切不得称义的事上，靠着这人就都得称义了。
You'll be justified by this.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是基督爱教会呢？
Is this how Christ loves the church?
就比如说，你们做丈夫的，爱你们的妻子，好像基督爱教会一样。
Here tells us you the church, you will love the wife just to the church.
爱是遮掩许多的软弱。
Love will cover all.
爱是用自己的生命把自己的配偶成全到一个地步，可以成为一个荣耀的教会是。
Love will supply the.
这是不是基督爱教会呢？
Is this how the?
如果你觉得你妻子有软弱、有瑕疵、有皱纹的话，
If you think the wife has spots or wrinkles,
做丈夫的乃是要成全自己的妻子。
The husband will perfect.
成全到一个地步，成为心满意足的，是不是？
To the point that his heart is satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是在我们生活中好像可琐碎的这些的事物。
All these things to be the details in our daily lives.
如果我们不肯学习的话
，If we are not willing to learn,
弟兄姊妹，我们的家不得建立。
Our house will not be built.
我们的见证是软弱，是失败的。
Our testimony will be
built. 纵然外面有许多的工作
，Even though we work a lot.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面的能力是非常有限的。
But the power in us is very limited.
时间的原因，我们把后面稍微提一下。
I just mentioned.
后面告诉我们说，做儿女的你们要顺自己肉身的母亲、父亲。
Later tells us that we need.
最智慧的儿女。
The wise.
最智慧的儿女是学习接受父母管教的儿女。
The wise children will receive the discipline from the parents.
最近在美国，他们有这样一个统计。
Here's in the
他们发现在美国，在青少年中间， 在那里读书的时候，他们有许许多多青少年不能够集中自己的注意力。
Among the teenagers, they cannot be stay focused.
这种疾病被称为 ADD。
They have ADD disease.
这种 ADD disease 你知道是在美国的发病率是全世界的五倍。
In America, they have five times more than this.
因为在这个国土上长大的孩子是最不习惯接受管教的。
All the children that's grown up in America, they are not disciplined.
他们发现孩子在年幼的时候，如果肯接受父母的管教
，When they are young, if they are willing to receive,
等到他们到了这个少年的时候，他们就常常可以避免这样的疾病。
Come teenager, they will avoid this ADD.
今天许多的做儿女的是何等的愚昧了。
Children are foolish.
他们的父母是多余的。
They think they are the parents are.
他们常常拒绝父母的管教。他们觉得父母已经过时了。
The parents has.
他们觉得父母懂了，根本不如他们的多。
What they know is more than the children.
这样的儿女是愚昧的儿女。
These children are foolish.
弟兄姊妹，这里是做儿女的要在主里听从你们的父母。
Here tells us children.
这是带来祝福的。
This will bring blessing.
啊，这个祝福太大了。
This promise is so.
看见你的生命是何等的丰富了。
It reaches.It will bring riches in your life.
同时，这里给我们看见，做父母的，我们要知道怎样管教我们儿女，对不对？
Here also tells us being a parent.
你要是盼望你的儿女是到了青少年的时候，能够免去许多这种不应该有的疾病。
To the if you can avoid all these diseases when they.
在我们儿女小的时候，求主怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
不要觉得儿女都是那样的可爱、可爱、可爱。
Don't think they are just.
弟兄姊妹，他们需要生命中的管教。
They need discipline in their lives.
那这里管教有智慧，对不对？
You need to have wisdom.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke anger in your children.
弟兄姊妹，这是很难的一件事呢。
This is so difficult.
一面我们要照着主的教训和警戒来养育、来管教我们的儿女。
We need to discipline our children.
我们需要用杖把他们的愚昧赶出去。
Through the rod, we need to chase them.
另外一面，我们又不能惹儿女的气。
Yet we cannot provoke their anger.
因为这两件就不能同时发生了吗？
These two things cannot.
我一用杖，我就惹他的气了吗？
When I bring the rod,
我不惹他的气，我就不敢用杖了。
If I do not provoke him,
所以我发现今天很多做父母的就宁愿不惹他的气。
So the parents today they will.
哎，圣经至少占一半了，对不对
？At least I obey half.
至少我没有惹儿女的气嘛。
At least I did not provoke their.
但是弟兄怎么就不智慧啊
？This is not wisdom.
一个做智慧的父母，不是只单单的不惹儿女的气而已。
Being a wise parent is not just not provoking their.
智慧的父母是一面因教，一面又不惹他的气，这才智慧啊。
A wise parent is to not to provoke their anger and dealing with God.
姊妹，你要到主面前去祷告。
You need to go to pray.
不要以为你不学习你就会了。
Don't think you without.
不要觉得听一天讲了你回去就可以应用，没有这件事情的。
Don't think you heard the message and you can practice.
你回去你要祷告这件事情。
You need to pray about this.
我们在天上的父对我们就是这样。
Our heavenly Father is.
一面管教我们，一面他不惹我们的气。
He will discipline us, but provoke no anger in us. He has wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，在我们与儿女的相处当中，我们常常发现我们是何等的愚昧呢
？In our relationship with our children, we are foolish.
做仆人的也需要有智慧啊。
Being a slave, we need to have wisdom.
做职员的需要有智慧。
Being employee, we need to have wisdom.
做职员最大的智慧是什么？
What is the greatest wisdom you can have?
做职员最大的智慧就是侍奉自己肉身的老板，好像侍奉主一样。
The greatest wisdom as an employee is to master of the flesh according to the flesh, just to serve this.
如果我们有没有这样的智慧？
This comes wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，说实在的，我们也没有办法来侍奉这位永生的神。
Then we cannot serve the eternal Lord.
因为我们没有看见神的权柄。
Because we did not see the.
一个从来不认识神权柄的人，这样的人神怎么能用呢
？If one did not see the authority of God, how can we use him?
对不对
？We admire.
哎，我也想为做两个梦好了。做梦到埃及南美做个宰相。
I'll become the.
弟兄姊妹，我们做梦不会实现的。
What I dream was not real.
神不会把埃及的那个宰相的权柄放在我身上的。
He will not give me the official.
为什么？因为当我的弟兄 得罪我的时候，我就恨他们呢。
When my brother provoked my anger, then I hate him.
我根本看不见神的权柄了。
I see no authority.
我眼睛是瞎的。
I was blind.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟眼睛是亮的。
But Joseph's eyes was bright.
当他的兄弟们在那里很惧怕，他说：“哎呀，兄弟啊，从前我真对不起你啊。”
When his brothers said that I was.
约瑟说什么？
But Joseph said.
约瑟说：“打发我来埃及的不是你们啊。”
Who sent me to Egypt is not you.
你不要自怨自哀啊。
Do not be sorry.
我看见神的权柄。
I've seen the Lord.
是神打发我来的。
The Lord has sent me.
是神先把我打发来，好让我们保全性命啊。
The Lord sent me so that we can survive.
一个在自己生活、工作里面看不见神权柄的人，神怎么能够把全埃及的那个杖摆在你手里呢？
But when do not see the authority in their work, how can the Lord will give you a special position?
一个智慧的仆人。
A wise slave.
这是给我们看见一个智慧的学生。
A wise student.
不是在眼前侍奉。
Is not to serve.
老板走了，你也走了。
When the
老板 vacation, 我也 vacation.
When the boss on vacation, I will take.
老板待到七点，我也待到七点。
When the boss stay till seven, I will stay till seven.
这样的见证是失败的见证。
This is customary.
这是愚昧的仆人。
This is
这是世上的仆人。
This is slave of
God. 这不是基督的仆人。
It's not slave of God.
这不是从心里遵行神旨意的仆人。
They do not do it.
弟兄姊妹，从心里遵行神旨意的仆人不是这样的。
When they do the will according to the heart.
弟兄姊妹，这里面虽然看起来好像很啰嗦。
Maybe there's too much detail in here.
但是弟兄姊妹，我觉得这些在我们生命中实在是对我们帮助太大了。
I feel that it's very helpful to us.
我们何等巴望神在我们中间有见证，是不是？
I hope that we have.
我们何等巴望我们所劳苦的不徒然，不空跑，是不是？
I hope that what we labor is not in vain.
但如果我们轻看我们的生活，
If we despise our daily life.
我们做妻子的不做一个智慧的妻子。
Being a,
做丈夫的常常做一个愚昧的丈夫。
And being a foolish husband.
我们不知道怎样的来管教我们的儿女。
We do not know how to discipline children.
我们在工作上只是眼前侍奉的。
And we are being, we are.
不像服侍人，不像服侍主。
It's not serving like to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书这么高的启示，在我们身上一点果效都没有。
The highest revelation in Ephesians has no result in our lives.
我们没有见证。
We have no testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这些是因着是以弗所书的缘故。
Because this is efficient.
我觉得只要人真的是认识神的心意，摸到神的永恒的旨意，
when they touch the will,
在他的生命中他有一个感觉，
they will feel in their life.
我愿意做一个谦卑受教的人。
I'm willing to be taught.
我愿意在小事上向主谦卑下来。
On small matter, I will humble myself.
就是最小的事，我也是不懂的。
On the smallest matter, I will tell the Lord I don't know.
愿意主来指教我。
I'm willing for the Lord to teach me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你何等爱你的教会。
Because you love the church.
你爱你的教会，都把你的教会主啊，真的不仅从罪和死亡里拯救出来。
You not only save the church sin and death.
你今天还要在你教会做许许多多成全的工作。
Today you will perfect the church.
让你的教会显在这样一个世代里面，好像明光照耀一样。
In this generation, the church will.
好像无瑕疵的儿女一样。
It's spotless. It's like.
将你自己的生命。到表明出来。
Will reveal your life.
主，我们求助你在儿女们中间放下这些这个谦卑受教的心。
We ask you to place the humble and teachable heart.
我们愿意在你们承认我们是失败的。
We want to admit that we are.
我们在见证的道路上，我们常常是软弱的。
We are weak in our testimony.
我们需要你在这些事上来指教我们。
We ask you to teach us.
主，我们愿意做一个合你心意的丈夫和妻子。
We are willing to be the husband.
我们愿意做合你心意的父母儿女。
We being a parents and children of
everyone.
We are willing to obey your commandment. May your words
speak.
May your work be done in
us. 荣耀都归给你。
We give you all.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.